Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. We're not going to play the Jill Scott Heron, the theme for the Nancy Lockhart Show today, because this is a very short, more of a public service announcement. This is Nancy Lockhart. Thank you for joining the Nancy Lockhart Show. I may be reached at Twitter, that's at Wrongful Convict. On Facebook, please go and like the Nancy Lockhart Show. Visit my blog at www.nancylockhart.net. And today, I just wanted to bring you a case, which has been in the media previously. The title of this is Carla Hughes Was Framed. Carla Hughes in the state of Mississippi was a former public school teacher with a master's degree in education. Carla was framed, tried, and convicted of capital murder in the death of Avis Banks and her unborn child. Carla has maintained her innocence. She, however, is also a victim of Dr. Stephen Hain's testimony. Dr. Hain was the subject of the Innocence Project's formal records request to determine how much Hain used state labs for autopsy misconduct. And that press release can be found. There's a link in the body of this show and also at the Carla Hughes blog. You can go to www.justice4carla.com. www.justice4carla.com. And I've posted this. Carla was represented by an experienced tobacco litigation attorney who appears to have had expertise in civil law and not capital murder and not a lengthy criminal record from what we can tell, this lawyer. Carla's family paid this attorney, who was also a family friend, that stopped accepting phone calls and everything, paid this attorney dearly for her legal representation during lower court trial. One of the co-counsels with this attorney, Attorney Walls, is also the attorney who did Carla's appeal, and she lost that appeal, okay? Her family is currently trying to secure assistance for some expert legal services for Carla. The case really was not investigated that thoroughly from what I can understand. And like I said, the attorney, you know, was not well-versed in criminal law and definitely not well-versed in capital murder, okay? So we set up a fundraiser for this legal defense fund. This is, again, in the state of Mississippi. Carla Hughes was framed, tried, and convicted of capital murder twice in Madison County, Mississippi. The jury declined to impose the death penalty, and the Circuit Court of Madison County imposed two sentences of life imprisonment without the possibility of parole. The sentences run concurrently. That means they're stacked on top of each other. And from what we can see here, if it were not for Carla's mother's testimony, she may have been looking at the death penalty. The link to the Innocence Project press release, this is a press release from 2008, and they made formal records requests to determine how much Stephen Hain used state labs for autopsy misconduct, okay? So I just wanted to introduce this to you, ask you to go and donate to Carla's Legal Defense Fund. All of this can be found at her www.justice4carla.com. Okay? And please also register your email address so that you can follow by email. Pardon me. Just scroll down on the right side of the blog, follow by email, and when there are updates, you will receive, you know, an email telling you that there is an update or whatever. You will not be spammed, so don't worry about getting a whole lot of emails. Everyone, you know, that has worked with me, they know I do not spam, so don't worry about that. Look forward to more about this case, more details about this case. However, right now, the case needs to be professionally investigated. Carla needs an attorney. We all realize that inmates do their own writ of habeas corpus. However, we would like the guidance of an attorney to complete this writ of habeas corpus, and time is winding down. The writ is, what, a year? I started working on this almost 2 months ago, just say a month and some ago. So time is winding down. We need some suggestions and an attorney, okay? We're not looking to use jailhouse lawyers for this. It looks like a jailhouse lawyer did her post-conviction. And anyway, that didn't go anywhere. Appeal didn't go anywhere. Ineffective assistance of counsel was never brought up or mentioned, of course, because same people did the appeal that represented her in lower court trial, okay? So thanks for listening. Please go and visit www.justice4carla.com. Also, click on the donate link for the Legal Defense Fund. Any amount is good. If you'd like to remain anonymous, that's fine as well. You can open that website, the Go Get Funding website, in another window from that blog, justice4carla.com. And we'll have more added to this shortly. We will also have another scheduled show with more details about the Carla Hughes case. Many of you know that this case was global. It was in the media. But the media actually did not tell Carla's side of things, okay? So the media really wasn't very helpful. Carla sits in prison, life sentence, 33 years old. Thank you for joining me, and please spread the word and visit that blog. Peace and blessings, everyone.
Find the motive. Why do what I do? Freedom ain't getting no closer. No matter how far I go, my car is stolen. The registration stop patrolling. And now they done stop me and I get locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
Moving fast, put away the stash.
been got locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me
my
out.
Nigga, I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. No. They won't let me out.
I got locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
Girl, I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. No. They won't let me out.
Visitation no longer comes by. Seems like they forgot about me. Commissary is getting empty. Cellmates eating food without me. Can't wait to get out and move forward with my life. Got a family that loves me and wants me to do right. But instead I'm here locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
I'm locked up.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Detroit from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.